And we're back. Hey, Leo.
Hey, Lisa.
It's so good to see you across from the desk.
Is it?
It is.
Our dogs don't like it, apparently.
Well, they want to be part of the show.
They should be part of the show. Why aren't they part of the show?
Because no one wants to hear someone else's dogs barking.
Do you ever really even want to hear your own dogs barking?
Not really.
You said to me, and you were very specific, when you wanted the little dog after we had two, how much work could a little dog be?
How much
extra work would a little 15-pound dog with our 70 and 45-pound dog?
And she's the most work.
Oh.
Isn't she?
Oh, my God. She runs the house.
She does.
She's not only a bully. She's like a princess bully.
She is. She's a princess bully. Play the princess sound. She's a princess.
You are.
Yes. Little Luna.
Little Luna.
So we've been away for a while, and we're back.
Hello, girl. It's been a while.
Happy Labor Day to everybody who's listening out there.
And happy Labor Day to those women out there who are getting ready
to go into labor.
To push out a baby.
God bless them all.
Yes, you don't know what you're in for. You know what you're in for?
Don't spoil it.
You're in for, I don't know, 6 months of happiness followed by...
A lifetime of worry.
A lifetime of woes, yes.
And joy. Ups and downs. Life is ups and downs, let's face it.
It's funny because we were just talking to my son a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Our granddaughter... has just started kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
but apparently she has a boyfriend already.
She does.
Oh my gosh, I can't even.
And he's freaking out.
I can't even imagine those worries.
Come on.
I know. Hey, but you know, who would really miss a 5-year-old kid, right? I mean, it's just another milk carton.
Oh God. Well, the most interesting part of the story is that she's not a rule follower. And so part of the way through the day, when she's had enough of whatever activities the teacher's planned, she gets up and she just leaves the classroom.
That's right. Adios.
My kind of girl.
Adios.
She just wants to explore because this is all new to her.
You know, as a father.
So interesting.
As a father and now as a grandfather, I'm kind of glad to see it coming back on my kid.
Oh, that's so funny.
It always does. Oh, I mean, you bring these children up, and while they're kids, they give you all this crap, and then what happens? It happens to them.
Well, they challenge you, and that's supposed to make you better, stronger, wiser, and maybe even drink a little bit more than you normally would.
Oh, it just made me fat and bald. I mean, honest to God.
Too funny.
I was a skinny, curly-haired youngster.
Oh, that's a long time ago. Way, way long ago.
Well, this month, talk about long ago. This month, you and I are actually going to be getting our first Social Security checks.
Oh, my gosh. I know, and it feels good, actually. I've been paying in, I guess, since I was 16.
Yeah, me too. I'm 15 or 16.
Now, had I just put a set amount of money in the bank every year since I was 16... I wonder how much I would have at this point if I hadn't touched it.
I don't know. But right now, those are called 401ks.
I know. Well, who knew? Back when we were 16, we just wanted enough money for...
Well, for you, albums,
for records,
right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Enough to get records at the record shop.
Yeah. I wanted, like, they were like candy cane kind of things at the Rooster Shop in town.
What's a Rooster Shop?
When I grew up...
Is that your candy store?
It was like a gift store and had candy. And I went to school with Kevin Rue.
Okay. Short for Rooster?
Maybe, yeah. I mean...
Did his family own it?
His family owned the Rooster Shop, yeah.
Okay.
Father was the detective in town, and Mom owned the store. And they had those, you know, like long, hard candy sticks.
Yeah.
That, you know, have like the spirals in them.
Yeah.
And would go in there and... Well, I think there were 5 cents or something like that a piece. I mean, imagine that.
We had Romance in Clifton, which was right at the Bloomfield-Clifton border on Route 3 going into New York. Well, actually, it was on 3 West. And in the basement of Romance, it was a huge department store. I think the first escalator I ever rode was there. And in the basement was a penny candy store, and it was big.
Oh, how cool is that?
And it was super cool. And whenever my grandmother was in New Jersey, she would take all the grandkids to Romance. It was just fantastic. Yeah. And then, of course, we had Holston's in Bloomfield. A lot of you know Holston's as the place where the final scene of The Sopranos was filmed. But we grew up in Bloomfield and started going to Holston's when we were babies. Best ice cream sundaes, best hot fudge sundaes.
And yet you wouldn't take me there the last time we were in Bloomfield. I asked specifically and you said no.
No, I don't remember saying
no.
You did.
We were in the park and I was like, let's go to Holston's. You're like, no, it'll be just too busy.
Well, it was pretty crowded that day. I don't remember why. Was it a holiday or something?
I don't know. But they did just sell off anyway, the booth that Tony Soprano sat in that last episode.
They did. They just redid the whole inside, new booths, cleaned it up a little bit. They made their own homemade chocolates there.
Yeah.
And they made their own ice cream there. Absolutely delicious. But they also had penny candy in the glass counters when you first walk in the door.
It's funny that you mention this. This is how you and I end up unintentionally coupling, okay, if you want to call it that, mentally. I was thinking today, because, you know, people don't realize this, but there might be, you know, a new place that we might be going to at some point in time. And I was thinking of the Mast General Store in those barrels of candy that we used to have
all
as
the
a kid.
Penny candy,
and it was a penny candy. And it was just this morning I was thinking, I really want to go back into the Mass General Store, but this time buy some of those old-fashioned candies. I mean, they basically just give you a bag. Now, remember, when we were kids, it would have been a paper bag.
That's right.
And now it's, you know, a plastic bag. So we've come so far environmentally
haven't we though?
And you know, who knows? Maybe they don't even do that. Maybe they give you paper now. I don't know. But I want to fill up one of those bags with little candies and have them at the place that we may or may not be getting.
Oh, just spit it out. We had a place on Beach Mountain in North Carolina, Western North Carolina, when we lived in Florida, and we sold it. We packed everything up, just like the Beverly Hillbillies, and moved back to New Jersey.
Right. Five trips in the Subaru full of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we're here now, and we've been here for a few years and loving it. It's great to be home. But we really miss North Carolina. We miss the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. So I think we're buying a house there, and stay tuned. We'll let you know how that goes. But that's where the Mast General Store is. It's up in that
area.
That's right. Boone, Lowing Rock.
One of the last episodes that we did, you were talking about my ADHD or whatever and Zillow.
And it gets us in trouble every time.
I decided to buy a condo up in Vermont, which we put a couple of bids on and we didn't get.
Thank you, God.
But then one morning I just looked at Lisa and I said, what about Beach Mountain? And her face just lit up.
I didn't realize it was still on the table. Had I known.
And, you know, it's not a joke of a mountain either. It's the altitude or elevation, I guess you would say, is almost a mile up. It's
5,500.
Yeah, so when you think about it, it's always cool up there. There is skiing up there.
It's beautiful.
And it is the highest town in elevation on the east coast of the United States. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think of that in North Carolina, but these mountains that go through, and it's all the Appalachians.
They're spectacular.
The same range, essentially, that goes from Georgia up through New Hampshire. Just can't wait to get down there. And hopefully everything is okay with the place on the home inspection. But, you know,
all yeah, the, fingers
all,
crossed.
All these places, there's always something wrong, right? Always something wrong.
Well, that's okay, as long as it can be fixed.
Hey, I've got a screwdriver and a hammer.
You know, that reminds me of a song. If I had a hammer. Do you remember that song?
Did it go like, if I had a hammer, I wouldn't have to worry about divorcing you? I mean, what?
That's it.
If I had a hammer and a shovel. Yeah, beware of people that only buy hammers and shovels, by the way.
So I just wanted to mention that the Blue Ridge Mountains are spectacular.
They are.
And when you look at them in the distance, there appears to be a blue haze about them.
I thought that was just me.
That's from the cereal you've been eating every morning.
I thought it was cataracts.
This blue haze is caused by, and this is what I love about the world we live in, it's caused by a natural phenomenon. When these trees get too hot in these mountains, they release a gas that protects them and shields them from the heat, which to me is so fascinating. And it's, I think it's isoprene.
I think that's right.
And I don't know, nature just wows me. This is their protection, and this is what keeps those forests beautiful. And they are spectacularly beautiful. So if you're ever driving through the Blue Ridge Mountains and you see that lovely haze, that's what it's from, isoprene. Nature protecting itself from man, basically.
Yeah. You know what I don't necessarily know, though, is where do the Smokies end and the Blue Ridge begin? Because to me, they look alike.
They look very much alike.
You know, it's probably just, you know, somebody delineated a line at some point.
Well, let's see. Let me see if I can rub the magic lamp and get that answer for you.
So let me ask you a question while you're doing that. And mm-hmm. we talked about the food store giving a discount because we're 65. Why don't doctors give a discount to seniors? Mm-hmm. I mean, honest to God, before I turned 65.
What's making you segue from the Blue Ridge Mountains to that?
Well, we were talking about Aki, and then which is our food store, that because we're 65, they'll give us 10%.
Okay. Well, that was like 15 minutes ago, but okay.
Okay. But then I thought, you know, I was thinking about Blue Cross Blue Shield and the number of claims that I've had in the last 12 months, mm-hmm. which is more, by the way, than I had like in my first, I don't know, 60 years combined.
Of course.
So how about the discount for old people, guys?
Why give a discount? This is the most money they're ever going to make. Okay, let's go back to the other question.
Okay.
Where the Blue Ridge Mountains end and the Smoky Mountains begin. I guess the end of the Blue Ridge is the beginning of the Smokies. So it ends at milepost 469 in Cherokee, North Carolina. And it then becomes the Newfound Gap Road. And that begins the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
It almost seems like it was just twins being born and somebody just decided to
give them different names.
Yeah. I mean, because they, and I mean like conjoined twins, because they're one set of mountains.
Well, it's all the Appalachian mountain range, right? The Smoky Mountains are a sub-range of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
And being that I just got my pass from the United States government for the national parks, because again, once again, not trying to harp on being old, but if you're a senior, you can get a lifetime annual pass for $80 or something like that. Which is fantastic for all the national parks.
Okay, so here, help me out with this because I'm trying to visualize this. The Blue Ridge Mountains start in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know they went that far up.
To Mount Oglethorpe in Georgia. The Great Smoky Mountains stretch from Tennessee into North Carolina.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Live recording.
From Tennessee into North Carolina is the Great Smokies.
Okay.
So east-west?
Well, first, look, they're all north-south. They go from Georgia up through Maine, the Appalachians. And I guess this would be a portion of the Appalachians.
Yes.
And that is it's a diagonal from Georgia to Maine.
I wish I had a map in front of me, a good old-fashioned map. I know we have them around here somewhere.
Well, I can understand this, though, because I just did the trip, as you know, on 81, which is a highway, going from Pennsylvania essentially down to Virginia, Damascus, Virginia, where if you read books on the Appalachian Trail, there's, you know, that's a main stop-off point.
Mm-hmm.
And you see on either side of the highway, it's like you're traveling in a valley. On either side of the highway, you see these beautiful mountains coming out. Now, you know, when I say mountains, don't get them confused with like the mountains out west that are, you know, these high granite peaks. I mean, these are smaller mountains and they're tree covered.
And older mountains.
Yeah, and they're older. Yeah.
Weather worn.
Apparently, yeah.
I feel the wisdom in these mountains. More than I do when I'm out west.
Yeah.
Those western mountains are baby mountains compared to...
Well, they are, but they're spectacular. You know, there's something about...
But they're sharp and jagged. It's a whole different feel.
There's something about...
Than those soft-edged, rolling mountains of the East Coast.
But there's something about mountains that are higher than the tree line.
Mm-hmm.
So that all it's you see cool. is just the bedrock. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Just magnificent. So rather than get a house 4 hours away in Vermont, which we couldn't find places that had really good views.
Well, not only that, we couldn't find an area that resonated with who we are and what we like to do. It was very dull.
Well, it was like our move back to New Jersey. It you were home, right? I mean, there wasn't any getting used to it. I mean, everything just clicked.
You mean going back to the Blue Ridge?
And going back to Beach. I mean, we'd been going there, well, you for many years before I ever met you, and we've been together 24 years.
With husband number one.
Yeah.
Before he was husband number one.
You know, it's funny because I went with wife number one.
I know you did. And hated it.
I hated it. And I feel bad that I gave her such a hard time. I think we cut the trip short to go down to the beach.
Oh, Leo's confessing. Do we have violins on this new mixing board?
No, but we do have...
For your confession?
The crickets.
Leo's sorry. He feels bad.
But because you know what? I can remember, and it's still the case, and you brought this up to me just the other day, to get anywhere up there, to go to some place up there, you're in a car driving a long, long way. There's nothing like 3 minutes from where you are.
No.
Except the ski area. I mean, where we're buying, the ski area is like literally 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Hiking,
biking.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of stuff. But, mm-hmm. you know, for kids' activities.
Food.
We had children then. You literally, we're driving like 30, 40, 50 minutes to go from one little thing to another. And I just didn't have that patience then.
No, well, you were in a different rhythm then. You were living in West Palm Beach. You had a supermarket on every corner, gas station, convenience store, McDonald's, Burger King, all the things that you gravitated to when you were younger with a growing family.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense. You were out of your comfort zone then.
And then this place, of course, comes with a membership to our local club,
mm-hmm.
which is if...
Has a lovely pool.
Oh, forget the pool.
I like the pool.
The view from the bar, the outside bar area, is...
Let's go right to the bar.
You literally see... You see Tennessee.
Yes,
you see
you
Virginia.
Do. Yes, you do.
And, of course, we're in North Carolina.
Yes, you do.
So,
all of it. It's spectacular.
It's unbelievable. It's amazing. I mean, that I really enjoyed the last time we were there.
Well, I think we're going to... say goodbye.
The dogs are calling
because the dogs
us.
Are going out of control, and I think that means it's lunchtime. We'll be back again tomorrow. So come back and visit us then.